Rainey Frick lives in Kalispell, Montana, and after hearing last week's program, she wrote as follows, "I'm not really a sports fan and find myself listening to your program mainly because it just comes on next. Not perhaps an entirely auspicious beginning, but," Ms. Frick goes on to say, "I have to admit I loved the program this morning. Not so much the stuff about football and women's basketball, but I loved the Titanic Thompson story. Fantastic job." Regarding the show from the morning of November 6th, Jane Lowell, who hears only a game on KWMU in St. Louis, was not so laudatory. "I waited 40 minutes to hear about the Giants' victory. Your acknowledgement of it lasted less than 10 seconds. You spent more time on the Rangers and the Cowboys. Is this because they are a West Coast team, or do you just hate the Giants?" I don't know how old you are, Ms. Lowell, but my guess is that I was rooting for the Giants of Willie Mays, Whitey Lockman, Don Mueller, Mike McCormick, and Alvin Dark, not to mention the Giants of Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Orlando Cepeda, and Juan Marichal before you were born. I don't follow the current Giants as closely as I did those heroes of yore, but I certainly don't hate them. By November 6th, the Giants and you had had 5 nights to celebrate their triumph. We gave their achievement the additional attention we thought appropriate. During that November 6th show, in connection with silly speculation that Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore might be implicated in a potential recruiting scandal involving Iowa football, Charlie Pierce and I wondered together why else Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore might have been in the middle of the country. Larry Smith, who hears the program on WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, wrote to let us know that Mr. Kutcher was born in Iowa. As the Mickey Rooney character in Requiem for a Heavyweight used to say, that's good to know, very good to know. And finally, old friend, Bruins fan George Carter, who coaches Midgets, Mites, Squirts, and Amoebas down Carver there, called with some good hockey talk.
"I know the Cup's coming back because the Cup is time for it to come back. It's looking for its home. It's been all over the place for the last 38 years, and it's been crying. Why ain't I coming to Boston? When am I coming back to Boston? My God, I miss Boston. Oh, jeez. Why don't they sign players who'll get me back to where I belong?"
Like George, you can leave a message on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. You can also reach us through the website, and you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking at Nuance.com. This is NPR.
7 years ago, Wayne and Lori Hallquist, both of whom are quite tall, became man and wife. Recently, it occurred to them that at a combined height of 13 feet 4 inches, they might be taller than any other married couple. At a ceremony in Stockton, California last Thursday, just barely under the marquee at the Hollywood Museum, Guinness World Records certified that distinction. Lori Hallquist, who stands 6 feet 5.95 inches, said, "We can find each other quite easily in a crowd." Her husband, 6 feet 10.4 inches and apparently also a card, joked, "We can see people going bald who might not know it." Unfortunately, there's not room here for all the other funny things the two very tall people said.